Well, everybody gets to walk on the Emmaus Road many times in their life. The Emmaus Road is where two disciples find themselves right after Jesus rose from the dead. So Emmaus, that road, the town of Emmaus is 7 miles from Jerusalem. I was thinking about what's 7 miles from here. Maybe if you went to the furthest parts of Jeannette, just taking a walk from here, that would be a representation of what they were experiencing a little bit. And moving from a place where great things were to happen in Jerusalem, Jesus was there, they walk away not meeting Christ or disappointing, not seeing Christ as he really was. So for you and I, the road to Emmaus represents life-changing disappointments that we might face, even right after Jesus rises from the dead. That can still happen to us. And it might be the time where you felt God has let you down in some manner. That's certainly what the two followers of Jesus felt like when they were walking down that road. Did God leave us down? And that, again, can happen even close to Easter. Many people feel like the Lord has let them down even after he died on the cross and rose from the dead. I know people who have yet to come to faith in Christ because they say, what difference does it really make that Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead? What difference does it make in this troubled, broken world? They might even look at you and I and say, what difference has he made in your life? Or we might look back at them and say, well, we don't know yet. God's still working on us. And so you and I get to be on the Emmaus Road many times. And I find as a pastor that all people, even strong believers, get on the Emmaus Road several times a year. And they face difficult things. They're described in the phrases from the Bible in this manner, these two believers who walk on that road. Their faces are downcast. They are kept from recognizing Jesus. They had hoped Jesus would rescue the whole nation. And they're described by Jesus himself as being slow to believe. So I don't know if you could identify with any of those phrases. And that might happen to you for several reasons. Sometimes worship itself becomes an Emmaus Road experience, even for people heavily involved in worship. Even if for a pastor, you might have heard of the pastor who dreamed he was preaching. When he woke up, he sure enough was. He was just not connected to the Lord at that point. But disappointment in Christ, disappointment in the time of being close to him. Other reasons you can be on the Emmaus Road: job loss, family loss, pain in any kind of relationship in your family or friendship, or just being tired physically or emotionally can put you on the Emmaus Road and be kept from recognizing Jesus. Or it might be at God's own initiative. Why would he do that? It seems like in the Bible, several times people had the experience of saying, I know God is here. I know he promises he'll never leave us or forsake us. And Jesus said he'll be with us always. Some had doubts even after the resurrection. But people feel like the Lord is not there for them. Psalm 88 expresses this. Why, O Lord, have you turned your face from me? Sometimes we'll feel that. Even Christ is alive. And they wanted to believe that. But Lord, why have you turned your face from me? Isaiah 54, the Lord actually comes forward and says, I am going to turn my face from you. And I have a reason for that. In Isaiah 54, the Lord says, in a surge of anger, I hid my face, but in everlasting kindness, I will come and have compassion on you. So there'll be times where we'll feel like, well, God seems to have turned around. I know he seems to be right near or right outside the door, but I certainly don't sense or feel, and I'm even having a hard time believing that he cares for me in this situation. Downcast, slow to believe, kept from recognizing Jesus on the Emmaus Road. But Jesus, the risen Savior, in the story, comes up and walks along with these two. Isn't the Lord great to do that? Jesus seeks out those who were sad and those who were slow to believe. He's after you. if you're in that boat. Do you have any imperfections or weaknesses of faith that you can share with the Lord this morning? Any limitations on your discipleship? Maybe you didn't make the honor roll of followers of Christ in your own heart this past week. Any sadness, times of doubting the Lord that He would begin to seek you about? Jesus would come up, walk alongside you, and He might ask you the same thing He asked those two disciples in their walk. He would say, "What things? What things trouble you? What happened? What happened?" God's ready to listen to your heart. If we can get people from the Bible to tell us about their Emmaus Road times, we'd probably have every person in the Bible come forward and tell some kind of story that was true. And they still trusted God, or they were struggling to, but it took a while for God to help them. There was a delay for some reason. And it was a scary time and a lonely time. And how about King David? If we can ask King David, what were some of your Emmaus Road experiences where you felt like, "Well, God, are you going to come through for me or not? When were you downcast?" King David would probably share, "Well, but it was about my family member, my son Absalom. I still wanted to be reconciled to him and see everything eye to eye with him. But he rebelled and he fought in a battle and he died and he was gone. And I felt like I should have died. And I never got a chance to make peace with him. But there he was. So I cried out to God for help." Or maybe it was before that even, King David would say, "When I lost all my integrity, turned away from God, committed adultery, murdered, I was about as far away from God's friendship as you could get." And yet David would say, but I still know this for sure. I still know this. Psalm 34, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He'll save those who are crushed in spirit." David had to pray in Psalm 51, "Lord, put a right spirit within me. Renew my walk with you." The Lord will come through for you like he came through for King David. If you're down, the Lord has promised to be close, even when you don't see him. Is you're not seeing him, does that make him go away? Does his help really rely on your ability to recognize him? Or does he come to you anyway, when even you're not ready? If we called Peter forward and said, "Peter, tell us about your Emmaus Road times," Peter would say, had a whole bunch of them. "After following Jesus for 3 years, I denied him publicly many times. When the Lord was dying, I didn't even go to see him. Others went to see him. John went to see him. Some women went to see him. I couldn't even bring myself to go to see Jesus. Then when he rises from the dead, he welcomes me back. But even then, I had my doubts about how much I really loved him." Or at least he had doubts about that. As he asked me 3 times, "Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me?" And so Peter, in his inability maybe to follow the Lord met him anyway. And Peter writes this truth even after his Emmaus Road times. He said, "Cast all your cares on God. God cares for you." But we can say, "Lord, hold on to me. I don't have the strength to hold on to you." Cast all your cares on God, for he cares for you. And Peter wrote in the second letter, he said, I know this, God will give you everything you need for godliness because of Christ. God would come and give the confidence and give the faith. And then the Apostle Paul, missionary Paul. Certainly Paul would feel close to the Lord all the time, being a great missionary. Wrote 100 pages at least in the New Testament. But Paul, what was your Emmaus Road times? Paul would say, "Well, first off, I persecuted Christ. I was against him. And the Lord had to confront me and knock me off my horse before I got to know him. And even after I believed in Christ and gave my life to him, I had constant battles and troubles. I fought with Mark, the gospel writer. Couldn't get along with him, and we went our separate ways. I fought with Barnabas, the encouragement. Couldn't get along with him. We went our separate ways. They were sad times. Five times I was beaten almost to death. When I was on trial for my life, no one came to my defense. Paul might say, there were times when I couldn't even recognize the Lord. God was there for Paul. Paul's hurting times didn't erase the Lord's presence. When Paul, he would eventually say, I was in chains, but the word of God was not in chains. So Paul would encourage us, in the presence of God, preach the word. Tell others it's true. Tell others Jesus is Lord. You might be like Paul and be here this morning and say, I just don't believe. I don't believe. If that's our heart, how would the Lord treat you? Well, according to what happened on the Emmaus Road, Jesus would walk right up next to you and begin to walk with you. And he would say, what things? What things keep you from believing? And his mission is to seek and save those who are lost. Might be lost in your relationship with Christ. You might be lost as a believer wondering how to follow him next. Christ would come up and walk with you and eventually show himself to you. He may keep you from recognizing him until you are sure you want to follow him. You may say, well, I don't recognize Jesus. And Jesus would say, well, I'm not going to show myself to you until you're very ready to say yes and to follow me. Jesus eventually showed himself so much to the men on the road to Emmaus that they said, stay with us. Stay with us. You begin to say that when God creates a turning point in your heart. Lord, I'm not sure everything about you, but stay with us. And don't go any further. Spend time with me, Lord. Change my life. And then the Lord opens their eyes in a simple experience of breaking bread together. Their attention's on Christ. His love for them is passed on in a manner of speaking. And there's a question we could come away with on the road to Emmaus that you might find yourself on. Can God make every place holy, even the places we don't see him, and even the places we don't recognize him? Can he make every place holy? Does it make him any less than God when we are downcast? Does it make him any less alive forevermore when you and I we aren't following him? No, it does not. He is still risen from the dead. And I just close with some promises from God's word that might help your heart when you face a time of not being sure, a time of not being able to see the Lord. God says this in Jeremiah, Don't I fill up heaven and earth? Am I only a God nearby and not a God far away also? The Lord says to us, when he rises, I am with you always to the close of the age. The Lord says to us in Romans, nothing will be able to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But we know Jesus coming up behind us on our Emmaus Road, and know he'll help us. He'll meet us where we're at, and he'll walk with us through our doubts and times of not recognizing him. Let's pray together. Lord, we hold on to your promises when we can't see you or see the next step to take. And may your presence be very near to us, even make every place holy and special, and a scripture that could be written, even the places, Lord, when we don't see you or don't believe in you. Make those times that are life-changing also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.